Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us each week at this time with the ETF of the week. Now, I don't necessarily have to tell you if you listen to the show each week that there's a lot of things that can go into ETF of the week. Sometimes, as ETF Trends, the name of Tom's company might imply, it is the ETF that is trending. Here's where you want to get it. It's just crossed the 200-day moving average, something along those lines. It's popular and what have you. Sometimes, it's the opposite. It's something that's going down. He doesn't do too many pans. And sometimes, it's the one that's, hey, we're watching this trend, and we want you to be aware of it, and maybe it's the kind of thing you want to do, or sometimes it might be the ETF of the week because, well, it's the thing that we need to talk about in the ETF business. Because at ETF Trends, they don't just go, here's what's trending. They cover the entire ETF business from soup to nuts. So if you want to get more information, it's ETF Trends. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now, Tom's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P. Insurance ETF, a ticker KIE,
the Spider S&P Insurance ETF. Insurance, an interesting pick, Tom, because, well, it's a rising rate environment, or we're hoping or we're thinking it's going to be a rising rate environment. So that's typically good for insurance companies. But still, a lot of folks have been very wary of the insurance business. So why do you like it now?
Well, you're right. That is a main point and one of the reasons. I mean, not only during rising rate environments do insurance companies tend to do better. And the whole idea is when someone buys a policy, insurance company uses that money to invest in long-term fixed income products. So when rates are high, the company makes more money off the difference between what it owes and the bond yield. So fundamentally, when rates go up, that's good for profitability for insurance companies. On top of that, Obamacare has increased the number of healthcare receipts, raised demand for healthcare insurance, and even though there seemed to be a little bit of a glitch in the step recently, it really does continue to be strong as the government is strongly behind it, even though some people aren't. So that's good for the insurance companies as well. Also, markets are strong. We're not anywhere near where we were during the financial crisis, where insurance companies were hit just like banks. I think they are behaving fiscally much better than they have in the past. That's a good thing. They tend to be a lot more transparent, a lot more forward-thinking and honest about earnings forecasts. So that's also a good thing. And when you look at one insurance company compared to another, it's kind of tough, Chuck, because they're all different. Some are national, some are regional. In this ETF, it's an index composed of a variety of different insurance companies. And when you look at the breakdown, you've got a pretty good cross-section between property and casualty insurance, life and health insurance companies, reinsurers, insurance brokers, and also the individual holdings within that ETF as well. There's no one individual holding that is the lion's share or major percentage. So it's a great way to be able to get into the business, have representation, and it is performed very well in the last few years. It hasn't had any major corrections. It's been kind of slow and steady wins the race, and is still firmly above its 200-day moving average.
It's interesting to me because oftentimes when you and I are talking about a sector, I wind up saying, well, you know, Tom, there's plenty of exposure to this sector if you have your average S&P 500 fund or if you have whatever. In the insurance case, this fund is diversified enough that you don't necessarily have a tremendous amount of overlap. I mean, you're still going to have the big name companies, yes. But I guess I'm particularly curious in this case, where does the money come from? Like, what part of your allocation are you committing to this specialty fund?
Yeah, exactly. If you have a diversified portfolio, you've got some of these insurance companies in there, whether you have actively managed funds or index-based ETFs or mutual funds. What you and I have been talking about more lately, Chuck, is based on the fact that the equity markets are a little bit long in the tooth, what sectors of the market might be doing better based on opportunities and maybe headwinds that we see coming down the road. So number one, here's an industry that tends to do better during rising interest rates. That's good. Number two, fundamentally speaking, with Obamacare and everything, the trend seems to be moving in the right direction as far as demand. So that's good as well. I would only look to something like this if you tend to spend a little bit more time in your portfolio. From time to time, you like to be tactical in nature. And if you have some aspects of your portfolio that maybe you've sold recently, maybe it's gone below its 200-day average, maybe you've been defensive and you've got cash that you want to put to work. But as far as your overall equity portfolio, between 2.5% and 5% and something like this, if you're an active investor, makes a lot of sense.
And again, it's a 200-day moving average play, so you're going to hold it as long as it's above the 200-day moving average.
That's right.
It is the SPDR S&P Insurance ETF, the ticker symbol KIE, the ETF of the week. Again, appropriate for 2.5% to 5% of your portfolio. Some overlap, not too much with things you've got. Yeah, interesting pick. And if you want to learn more about this particular ETF or any of the things that Tom talks about, plus the entire ETF industry, go to ETFtrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends, and you can follow Tom on Twitter when he's not here and he's about to leave at Tom Lydon. Tom, I hate to see you go, but I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we've just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. And up next, it's our big interview with Anthony Valeri from LPL Financial. Later on, John Neff of the Acri Focus Fund. He'll be our Money Life Market Call guest. Oh, yeah, there's lots to live on the Money Life, and we'll get back to it in just a moment.